Sa Australia, ginugunita ng mga dalubhasa sa kalusugan ng World Hepatitis Day sa panawagan para karagdagang atensyon sa Hepatitis B. Tulad ng Hepatitis C, libo-libong kataong naapektuhan nito sa Australia. Ngunit an sa mga manggagamot, lubhang nahuhuli ang bansa sa kaalaman ukol sa Hepatitis B. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Sasha Peng na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Mayroong 450,000 kataong nabubuhay ng mayroong Hepatitis B at C sa Australia. Ayon sa dalubhasa sa hepatitis mula Royal Melbourne Hospital Benjamin Covey, mula sa antas ng Public Health Emergency, ang Hepatitis C ngayon matagumpay ng nagagamot.
Since the listing of the new treatments, the direct-acting antivirals for Hepatitis C on the 1st of March, we estimate around 20,000 Australians have started treatment for Hepatitis C in the first 3 months alone. When we compare that to around 2,500 or 3,000 per year treated in the lead up to that, this is a massive breakthrough. These drugs have very high cure rates of 90% or greater and have minimal side effects and represent a cure in only between 12 to 24 weeks of tablets for most people. So,
ang hepatitis B ay maaaring magbunga o bigay daan tungo sa tinatag na chronic liver disease o cancer kung dito magagamot. Ngunit sinabi ni Associate Professor Cowie, mayroong 40% ng 220,000 kaso ng hepatitis B sa Australia ay di nadadiagnose at nagagamot.
For hepatitis B, we've got the vaccine, which is fantastic, and we've got very effective treatments. However, they don't lead to a cure in most circumstances, and many people who we start on treatment for hep B, the treatment's very effective at preventing complications, prevents liver disease, can reduce the risk of liver cancer by 75% in only 4 or 5 years by taking a daily tablet, which is very well tolerated and again is available on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. But we are not doing as well in terms of diagnosing people or getting them into care for hepatitis B.
Sinabi ng hepatologist na si Dr. Alice Lee na 2/3 sa mga kasong ito ay mga katutubong Australiano at migrante.
Most of the hepatitis B cases are seen in migrant populations, and usually migrant populations who've come here from areas of high prevalence. So we're looking at places like Southeast Asia, the Pacific Islands, as well as areas of Africa where the hepatitis B rates are much higher. So those groups are also at risk and require particular attention. And of course, migrant communities also have disparities in access to healthcare as well due to all sorts of issues, both social, economic, and language barriers.
Yan ang tinig ng hepatologist na si Dr. Alice Lee kung saan sinabi niyang 2/3 sa mga kaso ng mga hepatitis B ay mga katutubong Australiano at migrante. Sa paggunita ng World Hepatitis Day, mga panawagan mula sa dalubhasa para sa karagdagang atensyon sa hepatitis B.